After 2 years at number 60, Tulsa climbs 5 places in the Trust for Public Lands annual park score rankings. The jump comes down to an $18 increase in per capita spending on parks, but Trust for Public Land Director of National Programs Adrian Benepe says that's largely from what the George Kaiser Family Foundation has spent on and around the gathering place.
And if you didn't have that private spending, which is the second highest rate of private spending of any city in America, it beats out cities like New York City and others in terms of the per capita private investments. If you didn't have that, it wouldn't be doing quite as well.
Benepe says Tulsa still has a long way to go when it comes to improving park access and amenities, though the city continues to get full points for its number of splash pads. Improving access requires more parks, but that doesn't necessarily mean spending a lot more money.
The first thing a city needs to do is look at all of its assets and find out what land do we already own, so there aren't land acquisition costs, or what assets do we already own, like schools or other public assets that can be fully open to the public.
Benepe says some cities have had success repurposing abandoned rail lines as linear parks or opening schoolyard parks, though that can be tough when schools are run by independent districts. In the rest of the park score rankings, Oklahoma City stayed at 97th, while Minneapolis claimed the top spot. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.